John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
There's the music. Now, where's the guy? Jason, you there?
I am here.
There we go. Much gooder.
It's not magic, though.
We don't say that anymore. How you doing?
I'm doing good after a 1-2 week, but yeah. The Eagles aren't doing so good. But yeah. Maybe they can turn it around this week.
Yeah, it is possible. After all, we're playing the Bengals. Then again, who the hell knows?
You know, maybe so. We are the Bengals.
If we lose, we are. All right, let's start with your choice for game of the week: the Chiefs and the Ravens. The Ravens are a 3.5-point favorite. Are you going to go with them? What are you going to do? What are you saying about this?
Well, I mean, talk about a game of the week. How great is this game with these two teams? They've both been spectacular. The Ravens, despite the fact that Kansas City won the Super Bowl last year, the Ravens look like the best team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They're at home. Not that you got a home crowd advantage, but I guess there's some home cooking here. They're a 3.5-point favorite over Kansas City. It's the Monday night football game. That schedule's not going to affect either team. I just think the better team right now is the Ravens. I love them at the -3.5. I really love them at -185 on the money line. I'll take the Ravens over the Chiefs, and we'll see if Andy Reid's his little visor thing fogs up this week.
No, they bought him the fog spray. I read it this week. They bought him the fog. That was hilarious last week.
The Eagles couldn't have sprayed that in his head when he worked here.
Your lock of the week is the Titans at the Vikings. Minnesota is a 2.5-point favorite. What are you doing?
Yeah, Minnesota's off to an 0-2 start, John, which is pretty shocking to me. But they did lose to two good football teams in the Packers and the Colts. They're going home this week. I think Minnesota's a good football team. I think they just had a tough schedule to start the season, and no preseason has made it a little bit more difficult on Minnesota. But they're going home. I'll take them plus the 2.5. I mean, that to me, that's a gift to get those points at home. I know the Titans are a good team. I don't think they're a great team, and I think the Vikings just get the job done. They even out a little bit this weekend, get their first win of the season. They're kind of the same position as the Eagles, but they're playing a much better opponent.
And now that brings us to the Eagles game. The Bengals here in Philadelphia, the Eagles are favored by 4.5. What are you going to say?
Well, it's really hard with this Eagles team right now because Wentz, John, has already thrown 4 interceptions. In the last 3 seasons, he hasn't thrown more than 7 in the total season.
Mm-hmm.
He's more than halfway to that number already. The Eagles have the worst point differential in the NFL, while they're tied for it with the Jets, which is never good.
those green teams like to stay together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're minus 28 points in just 2 games. Oh, but like you said, it's the Bungles, and the Bengals stink, too. The question is, are the Eagles on par with the Bengals? I got to think that Wentz starts to straighten out. He had protection issues in week 1. He didn't have them in week 2. They're out without Samalu. I think he's out for the season now. He had surgery yesterday, according to my sources. So I look at it and I say, the Eagles, I don't love the number here. I don't love the -4.5. Mm-hmm. But I see the money line that says -220. Vegas believes hard that they're going to win the football game. So I guess I got to lay the points because the 220 is just too steep. But I'll lay the points on 4.5 and hope that a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Okay, well, for the game of the week, the Chiefs and the Ravens, you're going with the Ravens. For the lock of the week, the Titans at the Vikings, you're going with the Vikings. And, of course, with the Eagles, you are taking the Eagles. Now, tomorrow, when you get on the air at the Fanatic, is it just hours of get rid of Doug Peterson?
I think some people are there right now. I'm not there yet.
No, I'm not there either.
Yeah, I think that's a little ridiculous at this point. But he hasn't had a good start to the season, like the quarterback hasn't.
Right.
I mean, I think the real problem here is that Howie Roseman went out and picked the groceries and picked a bunch of redundant groceries, drafting Dallas Goedert when he already had Zach Ertz at tight end, drafting Jalen Hurts with a second-round pick when you could have used that to help the football team more now. I think Howie's got to get it together. If you want an easy play, too, by the way, easy money,
right,
take the Dallas Stars plus 140 on the on the money line tonight against Tampa in the Cup Final. That's easy money.
Okay. Jason Medidas, our guest, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you next Friday. And as far as Cincinnati is concerned,
Philly, if you've ever wondered just what happened to our team, well, the Eagles are gonna beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati Sunday at the link. We're tired of chasing other teams' offenses. Down to down, up and down the field. DiBella says if we're the team we're meant to be, beat the Bengals or our fate is sealed. We've gotta beat the pants off Cincinnati.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.